Good morning, TRUMC.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this beautiful Lord's Day, this Christ the King Sunday. Those of you who are here in the sanctuary with us at 8:45, those who will be here by 8:55. Those who are worshiping online with us right now on Facebook Live and YouTube, later on our podcast, along with those who are in the parking lot right now worshiping on 88.9 FM. Along with those who will be here at 11 o'clock, all of you today are part of our worshiping family, and we're so grateful you have joined with us today. All of our teams won yesterday. Clemson won. Gamecocks won. Paladins won. We're all happy, right? We're all happy. All right, well, let's bring that happiness into our worship today. Please stand as you are able. We've got a couple oldies but goodies. This takes me back to my youth pastor days when my youth told me there was only about two or three songs that Jonathan knew how to play. Well, we're playing two of those songs today. This is God of Wonders, Beyond Our Galaxy. Let's sing together on this Christ the King Sunday. Lord of all creation, Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God of wonders, God of wonders, beyond our galaxy, you are holy.
Call to worship. The words are in your bulletin and on the screen. Your words are in bold. In the face of a culture of death, a world of killing fields, a world of the walking dead,
Christ is at the head of the resurrection parade,
transforming our tears and betrayal into tears of joy, giving us dancing shoes for the resurrection party.
And this glittering joker, who has danced in the dragon's jaws of death, now dances with a dance that is full of nothing less than the fullness of God.
This is the dance of the new creation.
This is the dance of life out of death.
And in this dance, all that was broken, all that was estranged, all that was alienated, all that was dislocated and disconnected
is reconciled, comes home,
is healed, and made whole.
Let us worship and dance with Christ our King. Let us worship and dance with our Prince of Peace. This is another good old youth group song. This is like a little call and repeat thing. So we're going to start off with saying, "You are holy." So guys, I'm going to need you to join me on that part, okay? You are holy. Sing it with me, guys. Okay. All right, and then the women are going to echo that, okay? So we're going to start off with, "You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise."
Worthy of praise.
All right, and then we're going to do that for a little while. And then we're going to come to the chorus. Can we fast forward a couple of slides there? This is where it really gets interesting. Okay, guys, you are going to join me on this part. I will sing. Let me find the right notes there. I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. I will love him, adore him. I will bow down before him. All right, we'll do that for a little while. I will actually hit the right note when we're actually in the song. Women, ladies, your part is in blue, and this is a really cool part, and this is how it goes. Guys, I hope you're paying attention, because at the end of the service, we're all going to be singing that blue part, okay? But for now, let's sing it how we've got it up there. You are holy, Prince of Peace.
Love you.
Christ, our Prince of Peace. Please greet others in the way that they wish to be greeted. Greet others with the peace of Christ. All right, thank you, friends. Please be seated. Good morning again, friends, and welcome again. Allow me to lift up some announcements for us. If you have a bulletin, you'll find these on the second to last page in your bulletin. Also, all of these that we're talking about today are in our weekly email. We send out a church-wide email every Monday and every Friday. If you're not yet receiving those, there's a QR code there on your right that will allow you to sign up for that. The other QR code there, this is our Digital Connect Card QR code. Those of you online right now, we want to know that you are worshiping with us today. So please connect with us. Use this QR code. Go to our website. Fill out the Digital Connect Card. Let us know that you are with us today. Those of you here in person, if you would please start passing the attendance pads. You'll find them on the middle aisle side of your pew. Mark down that you're here. And if you're joining us today for the first time, if you give us a way to contact you, we'll just contact you later this week with more information about us. Just a couple of announcements to point out, and the rest you can take with you and read about this week. Reminder to parents that our Trumpets Children's Choir, it's for three-year-olds through fifth graders. They are rehearsing. They are going to be performing twice in the next couple of weeks. Next Sunday is our Hanging of the Green service. They are singing a wonderful song, Let There Be Peace on Earth, for that. And then the following Sunday, they are singing again, Away in a Manger, at both of our services. They are needing more voices. So if you have a young person, whether they've been to Trumpets before or not, if you have a young person who just is really eager to sing, or if you would like them to be eager to sing, have them come tonight to the chapel at 5 p.m. 5 to 5:30 is their rehearsal. I know that they would love to have them sing along with them. Please make note that next Sunday is our Hanging of the Greens service. It is one service at 10 a.m. That's here in the sanctuary. This kicks off the Advent season. It's a wonderful service. Hope that you can be here with us in person. And if you're not in person, if you're still at families for Thanksgiving, please worship with us online next week at 10. We do need some help setting up for that today. So after our next service, if you wouldn't mind maybe going out, grabbing some coffee and some breakfast, and then coming on back at noon, we're going to be setting up our chrismon trees. We're going to be kind of getting the sanctuary ready for the Hanging of the Greens. We could use your help on that. Some other ways that you can serve through the holiday seasons, through holiday meals, through being part of the hospitality ministry team, and through our Buddy Bears. Please take a read of those, and you'll be hearing more about those in the weeks to come. You can see today that our communion table is set up. Today is a communion service. In the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table. That means that all are invited to Christ's table today. Whether you're a member of this church or not, you are invited. Those of you online, if you are able to participate in communion with us, we want you to do that as well. Find some bread and find some juice of some sort and have that ready for a little bit later in the service. Also, you'll see that our offering plates are set up front. We're not going to be passing the plates for the offering today. You may put your offering in the plate after you receive communion if that is the way that you want to give today. Of course, we also have online giving and text to give as well. Friends, we are so grateful that you have joined with us today, and I want to invite Louisa Holm to come and read our scripture for us today. Rossi Koss was supposed to. She, unfortunately, and her husband are not feeling well today, but Louisa has stepped in. And let us go to God's Word. In addition to being on the screen, it's on the back of your bulletin on your trail guide.
33-43. When they arrived at the place called Skull, they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." They drew lots of way of dividing up his clothing. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he really is the Christ sent from God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him, offering him sour wine, saying, "If you are really the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above his head was a notice of the formal charge against him. It read, "This is the King of Jews." One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus insulted him, "Aren't you Christ? Save yourself and us." Responding, the other criminal spoke harshly to him, "Don't fear. Don't you fear God, seeing that you've also been sentenced to die? We are rightly commended, for we are receiving an appropriate sentence for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise." Colossians 1:15-20. We look at this sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything God started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like the head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the reassurance parade. He is supreme to the end. From the beginning to end, he's there, towering far above everyone. So spacious is he, so expansive, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, greatly and properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the living of these words. Amen.
Thank you, Louisa. I do want to point you once again to the back of your bulletin, to your trail guide. In addition to today's scripture, there's some space there for you to take notes. It's always our hope that God will be speaking something meant just for you today that you're going to want to write down and take with you this week. I want to begin my sermon time with a prayer, and since I've been singing today, I'm in the spirit of singing, and if you know this song, sing along with me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Amen. Well, it's good to be the king, according to Mel Brooks, from a movie from the 1980s. According to Tom Petty, from a song from the 1990s. It's good to be king, to have your own way, get a feeling of peace at the end of the day. It's good to be king and have your own world. It's good to make friends. It's good to meet girls. It's good to be king, according to Mel Brooks, according to Tom Petty, according to us, if we're really being honest, right? I mean, wouldn't we rather be the king than the king's subjects? You know, it's not always good to be the king's subjects. I mean, if you think about our country's history, we're an independent country. because we didn't want to be subjects to a king. We didn't want to be part of a kingdom. A few weeks ago during my little renewal week that I had, I just picked up a book that I purchased a couple of years ago, and I just wanted to get back to it, and I read a chapter, and the book is called A Pilgrimage to Eternity. It's by Timothy Egan. But in this particular chapter, he was talking about the history of some of the kings of England and how they engaged in religious wars over the course of many years. So, of course, we know about Henry VIII. He famously broke from the Catholic Church, and he established his own church, the Church of England, and actually we're descended from that church today as Methodists. But he broke from the Catholic Church. He started a religious war between Catholics and Anglicans. And then his daughter, Mary, wanted to reestablish the Catholic faith, and she did it through violent, bloody means. She killed around 300 people doing it, hence the name Bloody Mary. And that went on for a while, and then there were several other religious wars that were started. The author, Timothy Egan, said, "Beware the marriage of church and state, for the divorce is always violent." Now, a few centuries before that, we had Henry II, and you might know him from a Shakespeare play. He said, "Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest?" Talking about the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket. Henry was so fed up with his archbishop that he sent soldiers and had Becket killed at the altar of his church. Now, this, of course, backfired on the king. The subjects, the people, were so horrified by what he had done, unjustly murdering a man of God. The uproar was so great that the king actually had a change of heart. Now, whether this was an actual change of heart or if it was a political move, we don't know. But listen to what King Henry II did. He admitted that the murder of the Archbishop of Canterbury was a terrible mistake. He built a monastery and a pilgrim hospice as repentance. He put on sackcloth and he walked barefoot through the streets of Canterbury, flogged by 80 monks. He arrived at the cathedral where he had Becket killed. He showed everyone his bleeding back. He crawled inside and spent the night next to Becket's crypt. Can you imagine a king doing this today? Can you imagine any kind of political leader doing something like this today? Can you imagine a king doing something like that? Can you imagine a king walking through the streets being flogged, showing everyone his wounds, spending the night, actually a couple of nights, in a tomb after being murdered unjustly? Can you imagine a king who, rather than kill his subjects, lets his subjects kill him, forgiving them while they are doing it? It's good to be the king. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he really is the Christ sent from God." The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him, offering him sour wine and saying, "If you really are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And above his head, the notice of a formal charge against him read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus insulted him, saying, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and save us." It doesn't seem so good to be this king. I mean, this was his coronation. A crucifixion was his coronation. And leading up to that, you know, kings, even still today, kings are anointed. And this king was anointed not with the oil of royalty, but with the ointment of burial. And this king was crowned, of course, not with a crown of gold, but with a crown of thorns. This king was enthroned, not on an ornate chair, but on rough wood. It's good to be this kind of king. It is good to be this kind of king. This is the irony of our faith. This is the irony of our king, because it is good to be this kind of king, because this coronation, this crucifixion, it seemed like this was actually the end of this king's reign, but we know it wasn't. We know that it was only the very beginning, because 3 days later came the resurrection. If you think about it, with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this was the only king that God resurrected. Have you ever thought about it that way? This was the only king that God brought back from the dead. The resurrection became, in one aspect, became Jesus' vindication. Our king's vindication. God pointing at him and saying, this is Christ the King. The King. The King of Kings. This is the kind of king that wins. This is the kind of king that rules. This is the kind of king who rules now and forevermore. Not just forevermore, but now as well. So it turns out it is good to be this kind of king. We look at this sun and we see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels. Everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence, and he holds it all together right up to this moment. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there, towering far above everything and everyone. It is good to be this king. And it's good to be this king's subjects. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it all together like a head does a body. So spacious is he, so roomy, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed together and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. It's good to be this king's subject. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Those words from one of the bandits on the cross next to him. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. What does Jesus say to him? Today you will be with me in paradise. Today. See, the kingdom has come. That was Christ's crucifixion. The kingdom came on that day when Jesus was on the cross. It came that day, and it will come again. We come today to Christ's table. This is his kingdom banquet table. We do this to remember Jesus. Every time we gather and every time we come to Christ's table, we do it to remember our King. We do it until he returns and brings his kingdom fully. We do it, though, to remember that Jesus isn't just king when he comes again, but Jesus is king now. His coronation was the beginning of his reign, and he reigns now over our lives, over our world. Our world that is wonderful and wounded and is in so need of mending, is in such need of bringing all the broken and dislocated pieces of it back into vibrant harmonies. We remember that Jesus has come and rules, and he will come again, and he will finally, finally mend the universe in its entirety. But until then, this bread and this cup, these are just a little foretaste of what's to come when our King comes again. They're just a little foretaste. This is by no means the feast that we are promised. This is by no means the feast that we are all going to engage in this coming Thursday. It's just a little bite of bread and a little bit of juice, but that's enough. It's enough bread for the journey. It's enough bread to strengthen us, to help our King in his mending efforts, to help our King bring some of the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe back together. It's enough to help us remember whose subjects we are. And as we remember Christ our King, be assured, my church, that he remembers us, that he remembers the church, bringing all the broken and dislocated pieces of it back together. And he remembers you, bringing all of your broken and dislocated pieces back together. And he remembers you. This is the table, not of the church, but of the Lord. It is made ready for those who love God and for those who want to love God more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. You who have been here often and you who have not been here long. You who have tried to follow and you who have failed. Come because it is the Lord who invites you. It is God's will that those who want God should meet God.
One of the things that we do as we prepare to come to the table is to prepare our hearts through confession. And so if you will join with me in the prayer of confession, it will be on your screen and your part is in bold. Pray with me. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear this good news. Christ died for us when we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, who rules from the throne. Again and again, you have established your rule as Lord, claiming us and calling us to follow. Again and again, we turn from your way of leading to establish ourselves as leaders for our own sake, distorting the gift of community into a commodity to be used for the benefit of those who rule. And still you call to us, seeking us where we have lost our way, healing us from the injuries we have sustained, and inviting us to come and drink from the river of life-giving water. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and we join in singing their unending hymn.
Come down from heaven, oh, see.
holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, coming among us in the weakness and vulnerability of an infant. He reminds us of our need for care and our call to provide it to all who are in need. Gathering disciples and calling crowds for healing, he showed us that your leadership begins with compassion, that your rule is the rule of saving love. Witnessing boldly to your kingdom, visiting the sick, the friendless, and the needy, eating with outcasts, and reaching out to prisoners. Inviting all to enter into the joy of your saving love, he accepted death at the hands of the kings of the earth. But you, Lord, raised this slain lamb, proving that lamb power is what rules, that the risen Christ is the King of kings and Lord of lords. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we sing the mystery of faith.
This is Christ the King, the bread come down from heaven.
Your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and renewed by your Spirit to bring the good news of your kingdom to all the world by word and by living example. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly kingdom banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
This is Christ the King, the sweetest wine of heaven.
Invite our communion servers to please make their way forward, and let us all pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to ask you to come forward. We are practicing what we call intinction. And when you come forward, have your hand out and a piece of bread will be placed into your hand. You can then take that bread and dip it into the cup and partake of the elements together. This is King's Hawaiian sweet bread, but we also offer a Hawaiian gluten-free bread as well. And so if you'd like the gluten-free option, please let your server know. We also have the prepackaged elements as well. If you would prefer those, again, just please ask your server. My friends, all has been prepared. Come.
seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by a ghost that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all of my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, child, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. Shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be the old girl inside of me. Her days are long dead and gone, because I've got a new name, a new life. I'm not the same, and I hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I am.
Praise God.
like to know more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ as part of this congregation, please speak with Pastor Christine or me after the service. We'd love to point you to some more discipleship opportunities here at TRUMC. All right, Prince of Peace again, and this time we all get to sing together. We'll still do the repeats at the beginning, the You Are Holy parts, but then we'll all get to sing the chorus together. Let's sing together. So fun to sing sometimes. Thank you so much for singing to our Prince of Peace, our Lord of Lords, and our King of Kings. Friends, as you go from this place, as we go following our King, you know, this is Christ the King Sunday. This is the final Sunday of the Christian year. So next Sunday, a new year begins. So let's make a resolution. As we go from this place, to follow our Prince of Peace, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, and go in peace. Amen.